And finally, 10 years ago tomorrow, September 5th, Mother Teresa of Calcutta died after a lifelong service to the poorest of the poor. Marking the anniversary of the Blessed, a book entitled Come Be My Light, The Private Letters of the Saint of Calcutta is being released worldwide. Susie Hodges has taken a closer look.
Jesus came to give us the good news that God loves us.
That was the voice of the late Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who dedicated her life to the poor, the sick, and the dying in India. Throughout her long life, she was revered for her holiness and her compassion towards the poorest of the poor, and was known as the Saint of the Gutters. Pope Benedict has said that even Mother Teresa suffered from the silence of God, despite her immense charity and faith. The Pope was referring to a new book containing a collection of her letters that reveals how Mother Teresa spent her last 50 years struggling with doubts about her faith. Entitled Mother Teresa, Come Be My Light, the book was edited and compiled by Father Brian Kolodechuk, a Missionaries of Charity father who knew her for 20 years. He's also the postulator for her sainthood cause.
Well, I think what this shows is actually a greater holiness than we thought before. What I tried to present in the book, as the letters themselves show, is that for Mother Teresa, there was, as she said, her companion was darkness already as a Loreto sister. And this kind of dark night is normally seen as even a necessary part of spiritual growth, leading to real and deep and profound union with Jesus. For Mother Teresa, this was her way of being united with Jesus, and especially in his passion, in the anguish of the Garden of Gethsemane, the sense of his abandonment on the cross. She used to say, "No, the greatest poverty is to feel unloved, unwanted, uncared for." And she was living that also in solidarity with, identified with, and in our Christian or Catholic understanding, in a sense as well, carrying this burden for the sake of the poor.
Mother Teresa died 10 years ago at the age of 87 and was beatified in 2003.
I'm Susie Hodges.